We need church. And we should go to church for many reasons. Chief among them is the fact that the Bible tells us to do so. In Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." You know, the Lord Jesus Christ purchased the church with his blood. We should go because God told us to. And there are many reasons why we should go. There are many benefits associated with going to church. One of them is the preaching of God's word that motivates us to serve Jesus Christ better and to get the sin out of our lives. And we learn more about the things of God courtesy of the preaching of God's word from our pastor. But in addition to that, the benefit I wanted to highlight in this video is the fellowship that comes with church. And the Bible says in Psalm 133, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And I think that unity cannot be found anywhere else. Now, church is irreplaceable. You can't replace it with the internet. You can't replace it with YouTube. And you definitely can't replace it with this house church movement where a bunch of people gather around and there's no one really in charge and they're talking about the Bible, often completely off on doctrine. It's not even what the Bible commands. It's totally off. You know, that's not church. That's fake, right? The New Testament church cannot be replaced. And the camaraderie, the unity that comes with a good New Testament church that's actually unified on doctrine and the King James Bible cannot be replaced anywhere else. Unsaved people are searching for that unity and they're searching for that family atmosphere. A lot of jobs, in my experience, will promise that. Oh, we're a family. Family this, family that. And look, I'm not trying to be down on them or anything like that. I'm trying to attack them or attack anyone who uses that word to describe an environment where people are unified around something carnal. But here's the thing. In my experience, it seems like empty rhetoric most of the time. It doesn't actually feel like a family, and it feels like people just use that word as a platitude to make themselves seem like they're nice. But when it comes to church, it actually does feel like a family because it is one where brothers and sisters in Christ fighting alongside each other on the same team against the devil and his minions, waging spiritual warfare together as a family. It feels like a family because it is. And the brothers and sisters in Christ I go to church with, no matter how close I am with them, and there are going to be people I'm closer with than others, that's just human nature. But even those who I'm not that quote unquote close with, I still feel they're my family and I love them and I enjoy talking to them. And you know what? At the end of the day, do not take for granted the unity, the camaraderie, and the fellowship that comes with church. We need that because we encourage one another. We motivate each other. We exhort each other just by seeing each other every week. And also we keep each other sane because think about it. This world is getting so wicked. It's so ungodly. And this country, the United States, is just departing further and further away from the things of God. And to have a group of just normal people who are like-minded with you, you believe the same, you have the same worldview, that is invaluable. And you know, as Christians, we have an opportunity to shine in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, but to be able to do that alongside with like-minded believers, it just makes it easier to do it. It makes it easier to shine when you have others who are shining alongside with you. And when you have the ability to talk to close friends about things like, you know, child rearing, about, you know, being the best spouse that you could be, or about even just Bible doctrine. You talk about Bible, you could talk about all kinds of things. You talk about life in general with people who you can actually relate to because you're like-minded, because there is unity there. And the fellowship as a result is better than anything you can experience out in the secular world, in my opinion. And the unsaved are looking for this and they can't find it. And you know what? Normal unsaved people, they're recognizing right now how wicked this world has gotten. They're recognizing the abominable filth that is pushed by the left on a daily basis and just how bad they are. But they also recognize there doesn't seem to be much of a political solution because both the establishment left and right play ball for the same team, the ruling class. You know, some people call them Jews, but just thought I'd mention that. But, you know, the unsaved world can see this, and so they're perpetually upset. They're angry. They're black-pilled, for lack of a better term. They feel like there is no hope. And there isn't, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, any hope. So how could you blame them? And they're looking for a community of like-minded people. And for a lot of them, they're just unable to find it. So don't take for granted what you have as a Christian and realize we need church and we need the camaraderie and the fellowship that comes along with that, because it's encouraging, because it keeps us sane, because at least we have people who think the same way that we can hang out with, and you don't feel alone. The devil wants us to feel alone. And Elijah did at one point, until God reminded him that there are 7,000 men who haven't bowed the knee to Baal. And when you go to church and you fellowship with the people of God, you're reminded of the fact that there is a remnant out there. There is a remnant who have not bowed the knee to Baal. And that's encouraging. And you feel like there actually is hope for America, but only when you serve the Lord and you go to church. So I just want to provide motivation for you guys, which is this. If you go to church, don't take it for granted. And if you don't, find one. Identify a man of God that you can follow. Identify a pastor you can follow, and follow him as he follows Christ, and get plugged in, because then you too can experience what it's like to be part of a family, a spiritual family, and what it's like to have some great fellowship around the things of God. We need church. Don't ever forget that, and don't take it for granted.